15 people on the call. All right, let me do my part and start this recording. Well, yeah, I know we have a corner. Bro, I'm going to start this recording just to give you a heads up. All right, I'm about to start the recording now. All right, I just started the recording. So welcome everyone to today's meeting, our last quarterly meeting for the year. A few items on the agenda. We're going to jump right into the roll call. And I'll start with that, and then we can get right into the agenda. So in regards to the roll call, let's start. We have Chairman Keith Haley present. Vice Chairman Rich Bracha.
Here.
Iran Pajambi.
I'm here.
Dave Pelagi.
I'm here.
Angel Torres. Oh, Angel was on here. Brandy Altaga.
Here.
Sylvie Ramirez. Shelly McDermott. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you're
Tyrell, I'm on the call.
Okay. Angel's on. Good.
Angel.
Yeah. All right. Good. As far as
I'm
Angel's
on the call too.
All right.
It's Adam.
All right, Adam. As far as for agency, myself, Tyrell Sampson. David Walsh.
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Nick Fienza.
Present.
Jesse Toll.
I'm here.
Joel Garcia.
Here.
Lisa Drew. Drew Chapman.
Here.
Beautiful. All right, so we can get moving on to the agenda. First item on the agenda is the approval of the last two meeting minutes. Looks like we had a meeting September 20th as well as November 9th, 2023.
Tyrell, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yes, yes.
Okay, great. I was on mute and I couldn't figure out how to undo it. So I am present and we're good to go. Sorry for everyone having trouble getting into the meeting here, but we're up and away. Just a reminder that committee members only are allowed to speak. Anyone else that has anything to say, there's an open forum at the end of the meeting where you can raise any issues there. And any votes that we take also are committee members only. Just a little housekeeping there. So the minutes of the last two meetings were sent out via email. If I could get a committee member to make a motion to accept those minutes, I will entertain it.
Dave Pelagi, I make a motion. We accept the minutes.
Excellent. Can I get a second on that?
This is Carl.
Brandy, I make a second.
All right, I have Dave Pelagi make a motion to accept the meetings minutes of the last two meetings with a second by Karan. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed say no. Any abstentions? Then the motion carries.
Awesome. I don't know if I should acknowledge this up front in the meeting or within the middle of the meeting. I've never done this before. But as most of you have seen, well, everyone from the committee should have gotten an email from me yesterday in regards to Jefferson Beach and Fairfield. I wanted to add it to today's agenda. So apparently, I'm requesting for an amendment to today's agenda to, have discussions. If not, potentially vote on a determination, but I did want to just add that to today's agenda, if that's okay with the committee.
When do you want to do it? New business?
Yes, let's do it in new business. Yeah.
Can I get a motion from a committee member to amend today's agenda to add that line item? It would be letter G under new business. Committee member want to make that motion to amend the agenda?
I, Brandy, will make a motion to amend the agenda to include Jefferson Beach.
Perfect. Can I get a second?
I'll second it, David Pelagi.
All right. Motion made by Brandy, seconded by Dave to amend today's meeting agenda. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed say no. Any abstentions? Then the motion carries. We'll have that under item G in new business.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
So that brings us starting with old business, and the first order of business under old business is the budget update.
That is it. So as to date, budget is strong. We're at $2.9 million in the account. I anticipate that we will likely continue to be in the positive moving forward. As I prepare for the RSA federal report, I'm starting to kind of dive in and looking at our expenditures, and I'd say that our expenditures are now in opposite direction. I think we're expending less than what we're receiving, which is a, you know, which is a plus, obviously. So I don't see that we should have any budget concerns, at least for the remaining period of this contract. So that's good. We're heading into year three, or we're in year three of this Pepsi contract. So, you know, we're more than halfway through this partnership. So obviously, as we get closer to the end, the concerns just naturally start to build, because you just never know what the future is. You know what I mean? You know, obviously, we hope for, you know, long-term agreements with either side of of the provider, the vending provider. So all in all, business seems to be doing well, and from what I've identified, as many of you know, Pepsi has requested a price increase, and they're actively making the adjustments out there in the vending world. And I think with that, we're going to obviously get a bigger piece of commission from that. So in terms, is beneficial to the program all in all. So that's what we got for that. Does anyone have any questions in regards to that? Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead, Kate.
No, I was just going to go on to the next item. I thought you were finished.
Okay.
But yeah, does anyone have any questions or comments with the budget report? Hearing none, we'll go into the next item, agenda item, which are business reports, Schedule C, retirement contributions. Is there anything new on that front, Tyrell, or are we still waiting?
Actually, there is. There actually is, and so let's go in this order. One, business reports, we need them in. If you are behind on business reports, get them in quickly. In addition to submitting your business reports, they need to be accurate. And for those of you that have participated in the pilot vending, I need those figures in which you received those payments to be identified in your business reports during this pilot period. In addition, I need operators to start to acknowledge their commissions in their business reports. I'm finding when asking field reps for their summations of business reports that there are a lot of operators who are not including their commissions or any payment made by BESBE, whether it's vacation payment, whether it's commission, or now with this pilot vending. Please be responsible and include these fees on your business reports. It's important. I shouldn't have to scramble every year last minute when working on this federal report to include payments in which you've received from our agency. If you're not sure what you received, ask your field rep. In turn, they'll provide you with the information in which reflects the payment you received from the agency. So we have that. Now, Schedule C's. You know, in years, we've always received Schedule C's and dibbles and dabbles. I just have a very strong recommendation to everyone that they start to submit their Schedule C's in timely. I've had a pretty lengthy conversation with retirement recently, and they are strongly looking to entertain their ability to add penalty for any late submittals of people that are submitting in their retirement contributions late. So let it be known that going forward, please do your best in submitting your retirement contribution timely, because that department is now seriously considering implementing penalties for any late submittals. So do your best, put it in your tickler reminder, but you know, be responsible so you're not paying more than what you need to in regards to your retirement. So they're supposed to be sending me some documentation, which kind of supports the conversation I had. So I'm anticipating that information, and once I receive that information, I'll be more than happy to forward it to you all so you can see that it comes right from comptrollers and not our agency. So
I have a question going back to business reports.
Yep.
This is key. How do you want people to submit their vending commissions? And I'll tell you how I'm doing it. It's because I like to keep my stuff all on its own. I want, you know, my micro mart to be my micro mart. I want my vending route to be my vending route. I want the Middlesex to be Middlesex. I want to be able to look back and see what each one is doing. I personally don't like to lump it all into one. So I three separate business reports. I do the two micro marts on their own, and then I do my vending route on their own. But I'm just looking for maybe clarification for others that don't know how to report that. Is that personal preference? Is there any guidance that the field reps could give to their clients to make sure they're doing it properly?
Yeah, I would say, you know, you can certainly do a separate report, and I thought about that just the other day. Even though I'm not right now, obviously, this opportunity being a pilot, it's not essentially being considered a new opportunity just yet, right? Now, I'm not reporting it as a new opportunity to the feds just yet until we have a final determination. So, but however, the income that's generated from this opportunity is still reflective of income earned. Now, where you want to place this, it can be, I've asked the field reps to apply it to your primary location. So in your case, Keith, if you want to separate it for your own personal records, absolutely you can. But it's being applied, and it should be applied, let's say, to 450 Columbus, right? So because at the end of the day, when I report to the feds, they more or less want to see what Keith Haley made as an operator in our program, not how many facilities Keith Haley has. That is a question on the report. However, at the end of the day, it's individual earnings, in which, you know, they kind of want to identify what in totality did you earn, regardless if you have one facility, if you have five, what did Keith Haley earn out of our program, or, you know, the business enterprise program. So really the choice is yours as far as your individual recordings, but they're being placed, they should be placed onto your primary facility internally for our agency needs purposes at this time.
This is Brandy. Can I make a suggestion that I think Keith was looking for?
Yeah.
So what I do on my business report, it says commissions from BSBY, commissions from vendors, commissions from ATMs. So commissions from BSBY, I put as any vending or vacation pay, vending that I get from my actual site, and then the vending program, I put that into commission from vendors so that I can keep it separate but keep it in the same location.
Okay. That's, yeah, and that's fine as well, because see, I have the ability to pull on the back end exactly what was paid out on the pilot vending route, so I can separate out for my reasons or needs exactly what was paid out for the specific, you know, during the pilot period. So I can separate whether it was a vending commission versus a pilot vending commission and so forth. So, you know, I don't really think there's a wrong way at the moment. But, you know, should we approve this pilot vending program going forth, then obviously those will be considered new facilities. You'll have a new facility number, and then the responsibility of submitting a separate business report will be required.
Understood. All right, any other questions or comments under business reports, Schedule C's, or retirement contributions?
Yeah, hey guys, this is Karan. I have a question.
Go for it.
The commissions we receive from the pilot program, when it comes to filing taxes, will we be receiving a 1099 from BSBY for it?
Not from BSBY. You should always receive something from comptrollers for any payment received from BSBY. So you should receive a 1099 from state comptrollers at some point.
Okay. And submission for the Schedule C is the deadline for the taxes, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
And that 1099, if we want to call it that, it does come at the end of the year, and sometimes you might get two, or like you might get one that says, or maybe that's just my own facility when I did catering. You'll get it, and it'll be like vacation payment. It'll have your vending commissions on there, so you'll have all that information just like you would get a W-2 or a 1099. It would come from the comptrollers sometime in January.
Thanks.
Welcome. Well, that brings us right into new business, Ian, right into the pilot vending program.
Yeah, so I think this period here, I want to kind of have back and forth dialogue, not too long, but just kind of some key points, and I'll start with just on my end. As to date, it appears that the pilot vending route is going well. I've been getting feedback from various participants. Obviously, there's concerns in little areas, and you know, there's pluses and minuses in this. But all in all, it appears to be something in which, seems to be something that we should be able to stabilize come next year. Now, with that being said, that's not without some concerns I kind of have, in which I want to bring to you all, in particular the committee. And that is, you know, when we offered this pilot program, we set a dollar amount, I believe, of 20, was it 20,000? 20,000,
yes.
10 people, 20,000. While it being a pilot program, it was kind of what we budgeted for. If it went over a little bit, we'll figure it out. That's fine. However, the last three commissions that I've seen, you guys probably received two. I understand that third one's in the mail, I'm sure. You should be receiving your September commission soon. Probably either end of this week, I would assume by next week. I've processed it, but there's just delays, and we'll talk about that further down. But anyhow, based off the numbers that I've seen, I'm seeing some operators projecting to make well over $30,000. And so with that being said, I wanted to bring this to the committee's attention because, you know, I'm all about fairness here, and I do recall when we started this identifying or creating vending routes, I was pretty harsh on the field reps to make sure that they were in the window of 20,000, and they did, and I verified, and but for some odd reason, I don't know if populations instantly increased once we started this, and I don't know, people's hunger just got increased, but some operators are well over making $30,000. So I don't know what you all want to do in regards to maybe wheeling this, scaling this back, maybe identifying and, maybe acknowledging, putting a cap to this. I don't know. I mean, I have a few ideas, but obviously, you know, the goal of providing you all this opportunity was to allow you all to, you know, make up for the losses in your prospective facilities in which have occurred due to COVID. So I think we've done that. Whether, you know, operators liked the change or they didn't, at least they've had the opportunity to take part of it. But now it seems as though we may be on track to have to identify correction on some of these opportunities, if that's what we want to consider correction or what have you. So I just want to bring it to your attention. Obviously, Chairman Haley, something to think about. I'm not looking for any answers today. Maybe we can ride it out for the next few months and kind of see where things level off. I can have Phil Reps run a report, you know, before our next quarterly meeting. And then at that meeting, maybe there's some mutual thought from the committee as to how to proceed with that, but I wanted just to bring that to you all's attention.
Yeah, I definitely think. Go ahead.
Sorry, Keith. This is Shelley. I know the meeting's about half in. I missed some of it, and I kind of got the gist of what you guys were just talking about. I'm just letting you know I'm here. Okay. I was having some, you know, signing on issues, but I'm on now. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to not necessarily figure something out, but talk about it moving forward, because you know, we originally talked about $200,000 out of the program's budget, and now people are starting to make, you know, which the rule of thumb was the 20 grand, as you said, maybe a little over. I do think that because we've been going weekly and identifying problems and fixing machines, that also could be driving up a little bit, obviously not as much as what we're seeing. You know, I don't know if it's added machines or what have you, but you know, it was supposed to be fair across the board, and then you've got some people that are making under the 20,000 that they're not even meeting the minimum, and then you've got people obviously going above and beyond. And some of those locations, it's not the operator's fault. You know, you hit a rest area, they're obviously going to do a lot more in vending than, say, a courthouse with three machines in it. So some people, you know, have a good location on their route, and other people's not yet so much. So trying to be fair, like, how do you distribute those big locations for others to either make more, or I don't know, it's a tricky. It's tricky.
I agree.
That's why this is a pilot. That's why this is a pilot, guys. You know what I mean? It's trial and error, and it's, you know, you see something that's not working, and then you put our heads together and we come up with a solution to make it work for everybody. That's what I thought in the beginning. That's what we all aim to do. You know what I mean? So I think, yeah. I think what Tyrell said, let's put our heads together and come up with a fair way that everybody across the board is making even money and doing the same amount of work.
Right. I absolutely agree. And that comment was from Vice Chairman Rich Braccia.
Sorry.
No worries, Rich. I agree. I have a couple of ideas. I'm not going to share on the call because I need to think them through. But what I was going to do was I was just going to send you guys, the committee in specific, just a few of my ideas. Again, just some thoughts. You guys can yay or nay them. You can maybe work off of that as a base, or you can have your own set of thoughts. But I just wanted to bring it to everyone's attention that, you know, there may need to be some additional thought during the pilot period to establishing something in hopes of making it permanent at the end of it. So that's all.
Before we move forward, somebody's got a lot of feedback. I don't know if that's Shelly. You just joined. Somebody needs to mute their phone so that we don't have that feedback and we can hear everybody.
Okay.
It's Brainy. I just like to put in my two cents, as always. On the pilot program thing, I think that we should wait to the six-month mark to maybe make decisions, because as somebody that does have a rest stop, like, the summer, of course, is going to be great, but the winter is not. So I think maybe at a six-month mark is when we start really looking at numbers and making those decisions, just because seasons do have a lot to do with how much money we're making.
Correct. Absolutely.
In my opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think, you know, the next meeting, which I believe is, what, in March? That'll essentially be the six-month mark right there. So we should be able to kind of see where things stand. But again, we have the previous numbers, you know what I mean? So we can take historical data and identify the peaks of those that, you know, obviously would benefit in the summer to project exactly what the outcome's going to be, you know? So I agree, Brandy. I think, you know, that's why I think by our next meeting, we should have something, some idea. You know, I just want to kind of hear from the committee as to their thoughts, or your all thoughts as to, you know, what may be required or necessary. I am going to start January 1 doing little pop-ups to some of these locations in which are included in some of your pilots. I think it's important that I show face. I have conversations with some locations in which, from what I understand, has made, you know, you may find yourself being challenged because of your responsibilities in which have been identified in your agreements, as far as your frequency of attending these locations. And if necessary, I have no problem kind of affirming what our position is as a program and the responsibilities in which you all have in supporting those locations. It is important to know that I'm very clear of understanding that, you know, every week may seem excessive, but I also, as I just brought to all of your attention, am a realist to understand that the 2, 4, 6, or 8 hours in which some of you may spend a week averages out to about 150 to maybe more an hour for what you're being tasked to do. So I have a very, very small leash for I, in this case, I can almost just strongly say excuses. You guys have been given an opportunity in which I can tell you with certainty, now that I have a few individuals interested in our program, would love to do. And the goal is to be able to provide opportunities for newcomers to expand the program. I think sometime last year I kind of made it clear that post-COVID, the goal was to get all of you all who have been core members of the program back on your feet in some capacity. And, you know, we developed this opportunity in which I project will be, should be permanent. And so with that being said, obviously, we're really, I think we've kind of somewhat maxed out on the limit of what we're capable of doing in the Randolph Shepherd program. I think we've been pretty strategic in a lot of avenues, but I think this is kind of, I think we've defined our ability and what we can offer as a program, and now it's up to obviously existing operators to either continue to go that route, or, you know, if this isn't what, you know, you want to do, then obviously you got to just do what you want to do, and if that's leaving the program for whatever reason, respectfully, I get it. You know, COVID shook up a lot of things, and we understand that. But now that we've kind of solidified what we're capable of doing, now my goal is to expand the program. And that was like a two-part thing that I wanted to do, is get you all on your feet and now focus on expanding the program. So with that being said, this opportunity that's been provided to you all, you make no mistake that if you cannot, you know, execute the responsibilities on this, please let me know, because I have three people right now who will start tomorrow in your place for the opportunity. And I get it. You know, this isn't for everyone, and that's why it's a pilot period, because we're trying to identify strengths and weaknesses. We're trying to, you all are identifying your abilities, your capabilities, and your limits. So it's no bad blood if anyone feels like this just isn't for them, or suddenly feels as though this is much more of a task than what they anticipated. No bad blood. And I understand that. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I hope you all understand that this is, you won't find an opportunity like this in the country. I know that because I've been on phone calls with those who represent and obviously have conversations throughout the country in different Randolph Shepherd programs. And when I share this information, that's the feedback that I'm getting. So you know, enjoy it, do it right, and if you guys have any issues in your route, you know, don't skate around it, be honest, talk, work with your field rep. I always push that, you know, working with your field rep before coming to me with anything, because I want relationships to strengthen amongst you all, because at the end of the day, we should all be on the same team and all look to seek success. So I just add that.
Yeah, Tyrell, this is Keith. If I may add, from the operator's perspective, speaking with specifically the committee, and I think that's great if people start showing up and seeing some of the challenges. We all have, each route has its own level of challenges. So, you know,
right.
I thought mine were pretty bad. I got to go through the metal detectors at the courthouse, and then you listen to another operator and like, well, geez, maybe mine's not so bad, you know? So everyone has a different level, and it's based on what type of a location you have. Like,
yeah.
They're all state buildings. There's a lot of security in most of the places we go to. So, you know, a two-minute stop might take you, you know, just to get there could be a long enough time. So, but I can tell you from our standpoint, we want this program to succeed and move forward. Everyone is very appreciative of this this opportunity. Nobody is saying, yep, you know, I don't think anyone has